Kristen McQuarrie from the Chicago Tribune, the editorial writer and columnist, tells me that she is also wearing, is it bright green today, Kristen?
I am. I was listening to you, and I'm actually doing, I'm going to be a guest tonight on Week in Review on WTTW, so a little plug for that. But so I have to wear a TV color. I normally go for the gray and the black for all the reasons that you talked about, but I am Kermit the Frog today, so you are welcome.
Wow, I'm going to watch Channel 11. What time are you on tonight?
7 p.m.
All right. And green trousers or skirt or slacks or top?
Oh, Lord, no. Black pants, but green top.
Okay. Well, we'll look for that and cheer the idea on. You tweeted yesterday. Kristen is an excellent follow on Twitter, by the way. Kristen McQuarrie, KristenMcQuarry. Kristen McQuarrie at the Tribune. You wrote last night, who isn't concerned about corruption harassment scandals under Speaker Madigan? Donors. IFT PAC on last filing day shipped $200,000 in teacher union contributions to Madigan. Here's just one page of his many protectors. And then you don't have an article about this, but it's a tweet, and it looks like of your computer screen, and it shows the people that have donated to Mike Madigan's campaign. Is that right?
Yes. So December 31st was the most recent filing date, and it shows that he raised $5 million over the last 3 months of last year just in this political committee that he oversees. So, I mean, in the middle of all these scandals, set aside the state budget crisis, underfunded pensions, worst credit rating in the nation, unbalanced budgets. On top of that, he's experiencing some of his closest associates getting accused of sexual harassment and, oh yes, a federal corruption investigation. And yet he is raising gobs of money right and left. So I just think if we really want change in the state, we have to put the pressure where it belongs, and it belongs on these organizations that keep him in power despite all of that.
You called them protectors. Why did you use that word?
Because I think he's actually, because he's in trouble, and a lot of his campaign fund, or not a lot, but a decent amount of his campaign fund is going toward attorney fees right now. So if you're funding him, you're ostensibly funding his defense in all these different cases, and a sexual harassment settlement, by the way, with a female former aide to his. I almost think people, because there's just such a cycle of corruption in the state, and a lot of the unions are the groups donating to him right now, they feel like their guy's in trouble. All right, you guys, our guy's in trouble. And it's actually helping him raise more money in the weird schadenfreude situation that we are in this state. So they're protecting him.
Spending money on a lawyer doesn't mean you're guilty, but his legal fees, there was a story, was it for the last quarter, were $400,000. This is a guy who's mired in stuff, and maybe he's squeaky clean, maybe he's not. But if I wasn't sure, maybe as a teacher's union, I would back off some of the union dues donations that are going to him right now. I'm just looking at the list So this screen grab of yours, the Illinois AFL-CIO, the Illinois Construction Industry, the Federation of Public Employees, the Illinois Federation of Teachers, these are all people who were given, and then if I scroll over to the right, $5,000, $10,000, $2,500, $10,000. Who is it that gave $200,000? The Illinois Laborers Legislative Committee. Mike Madigan doesn't need 10 cents. He'll get reelected forever. So why is somebody giving him $200,000, Kristen?
Well, I mean, money buys you access. He also sprinkles this money around to different legislative candidates who are going to be on the primary ballot on March 17th. It's really just status quo, keeping the same structure in place. But, you know, if you are a teacher, if you're a nurse, the Hospital Association donates. Every sector of our economy is donating to him in big, big ways. The Carpenters Union gave him $300,000. And again, this is just during the past 3 months. So you can't complain about government and throw your hands up and feel there's nothing you can do to change it if your union or your organization or your industry is keeping the apparatus in place through these kinds of donations. And I think that's the point.
I don't know what union dues are supposed to do. I guess buy me health care, but also maybe buy me legislation that's favorable to my industry. So I understand that. But doggone it, if those are my union dues, heck, my union dues may be going to this now that I think about it. But if those were my union dues and they were going to a politician whose track record I really didn't like, I'd be mad at my union. I'm like, shoot, I get deducted every week to support Mike Madigan right now. What are you guys doing, you know?
Well, that's why the Supreme Court 2 years ago ruled in the Janus decision that you have a right as a union worker to no longer support. That was automatic. You weren't you were still paying fair share dues to a union whose activities you opposed. So you can disengage from your union under the Janus decision. There have been a number of people who, especially new employees coming up, who don't want it. It's a lot of money. If you're a teacher, that's a lot of money coming out of your paycheck every week. And the Janus decision allows you to make that choice.
Kristen McQuarrie is a good follow. You can read her in the Tribune, print and online, on Twitter. She's Kristen McQuarrie. Look for her bright green top on Channel 11 today. Nice to
Thanks,
hear you.
John.
Thanks, Kristen.